Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoke and Fire. I'm one of your hosts today, LK the God of DB Mobile. I'm here with B-Mac.
I'm here too.
He's here also.
I'm in a mood.
He's in a mood. Oh, shit. Nova, can I get some shades, please?
I don't need no shades on.
He's in a mood.
Shades.
I feel invincible when I have shades on. Alright,
See the hate in my eyes.
Wow.
Hey. Want you to see.
Make sure you follow everywhere. You know, we got a whole lot of pages. Linktree.com/FIYASQUAD if you want to interact with us and learn about all our pages and where you can follow us at. Yeah, where would you like to begin?
You start from the top.
Jonathan Majors. Now, being avid MCU fans, we know what we were about to get before this all happened. Now, Jonathan Majors, you know, he was lead on a show that got unceremoniously canceled in Lovecraft Country. Everybody really liked that show. It was a good show, too, but it got, like, unceremoniously canceled. Now he's got kicked out of the MCU because he's been found guilty of whatever he's been found guilty of. I don't want to get into the whole mishigash of legal drama and jargon.
Yeah, I don't want to misspeak, but what he was found legal for wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
He's not going to jail. So.
Yeah, he's not going to jail, but damn. It was before this nigga. I mean, he had, what, 2 MCU movies and a show? He was in
one movie.
One movie.
Yeah, one movie. He's the main villain where he lost.
To some ants.
Yep, to some fucking ants.
Yeah, but I don't know how they're going to pivot or just, like, cut all this shit out entirely.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what their plan is. I'm interested in that.
I mean, of course, everybody lobbies for, like, okay, let's just recast him with fucking Denzel Washington.
I keep seeing that, bro. Keep saying Denzel. It ain't about to do this shit.
I'm like, would they really do that?
No.
I don't know.
Denzel, definitely not. And I think John Boyega might be like, fuck Disney at this point.
Yeah. Or even anybody they bring out. I'm like, what really would that look like? And would people accept it? If it's not him, or would they accept it at all, or will they just be like, you know what, fuck comic book movies?
I mean, with the way that this shit is written, they can, like, easily, like, write themselves around this, because we're already dealing with a multiverse and variants and all of that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, the variant that we want to come out on top is one that looks different than he killed all the other ones. He did some shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he did some
shit. I mean, they got a way out. They got a way out of this shit, though, so... It ain't all doom and gloom. If they still wanted to do Kang, they can. And they could write it so that it makes sense, but I don't know what they're going to do. And I don't even try to guess what the fuck they're going to do anymore, because
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a but lot
Kang
of stuff.
Loses to Ant-Man.
Yeah, he lost
to Ant-Man. Who's the main villain of this saga? Why didn't they lose to some ants?
Yeah, that's a bad outing if he lost to Ant-Man.
Real good way to start your main villain.
Yeah,
that's for a different show. Fuck all that.
Yeah, it's bad. I hope he gets the help he needs and come back from this. I think he's probably going to go the indie film route. And
He's probably going to go away for like 3-4 years.
And yeah.
Do this little slow bounce back.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't going to let him forget that shit, though.
Hop on another Creed or some shit. You know.
Yeah. I mean, as long as there's people out there to fuck with him, yeah, he'll have work. Man, you're famous. You always want to have supporters. More supporters than doubting.
Yeah.
Unless you do some crazy shit like what Chris Brown did. But you can't do that as a grown man. You do some shit like that, you ain't coming back. Unless you're a boxer. They beat up women all the time and they come back.
So. He said, unless you're a boxer. That's fucking crazy.
Putting
their
hands on women and they just get to come right the fuck back. Nobody gives a fuck. So, it's a downer to leave that topic on. Shout out to...
Who are you going to shout out?
I'm going to
are you gonna shout out after saying that shit? Shout out to Megan Good. Hey.
But maybe. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Stuck beside that man. All right. Next. Another nigga. Another black man going through some shit right now.
That nigga's cheating.
Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
Look, in my opinion, he ain't going through shit. he won. He won that whole thing.
I mean,
like, he's showing these screenshots and shit. I'm like, bitch, did you do it? If you did it, then he won.
She tried to line him.
She tried. It didn't work.
She tried to line him up.
She's mad because that nigga having a baby with his real girlfriend.
Oof.
Told you he ain't want no kids. You fell for that shit, bro. You lost.
You lost.
Keep it moving.
So can you explain to the people the situation, please? And explain to Dab Daddy.
Anthony Edwards, side piece, jump off.
Mm-hmm. OnlyFans content creator.
OnlyFans content creator, side jump. He got her pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Told her he ain't want no kids after she told him he was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed, you know, she didn't want to have an abortion because, well, she had one before.
Yeah, she said she had a couple.
Tells you a lot. She said she's had an abortion before. Said she didn't want to have another one. He was adamant on her doing it. Don't bring a child into this world because I don't want no kids.
I think he sent her like 100 racks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 100 racks. Get rid of this baby. Yep.
He offered her money to get rid of the junk. He said he wanted to see her take whatever pill on video or however the fuck that works. And she sent the video. She did it.
She did it.
Now the question is, why did she upload these messages?
Because she was trying to line them.
Because she found out that nigga was having a baby with his real girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Like people have said, he got off super easy with this one. Because she could have fucked bro. You up, bro, with and all
she,
this
and
shit.
And she should have, bro. I don't know why you lost and you're trying to upload shit embarrassing this nigga. Like, he wins. His girl don't care. He don't care.
His girl don't care?
Apparently not.
Wow.
My mother said you took a baby pill and now you trying to upload screenshots and shit and you lost.
Hey, no, but they said it was a Twitter post a long time ago. Might be the most famous Twitter post I ever seen in my life. It was like, when a nigga rich, shawty heel like Wolverine.
I might say this. She don't care. No, she don't care.
She don't give a fuck. Where you gonna go? You gonna date a mailman or some shit?
Yeah. As long as you don't have no baby. It used to be as long as you don't get the bitch pregnant, but now as long as she don't have that job.
As long as you don't have me out here looking stupid. This don't make me look stupid. That's
always a funny one. So that nigga won. There ain't no point of uploading that. You lost.
He lost.
You took the pills. He may or may not have taken back that 100 racks. So I don't know the story on that part.
Man, you gotta let that go.
Yeah, you lost.
You got on easy as fuck with the 100 racks.
Going to the new year with a new
set of mind. Give her 250. Fuck. You got off easy, nigga. Especially with the contract, the money you about to make, nigga. You got off easy, bro. Yeah,
keep that motherfucking baby next time, stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway. But no, that's not right. I can't say that. Don't bring children into this world.
But it's a trend with like NBA players. I don't know if NFL players is doing it, but NBA players.
NFL players ain't got enough money for all that shit.
They be fucking porn stars.
Oh, that specifically.
It's always NBA players. I don't know what it is.
So the average, in my opinion, I think this is spot on. The average NFL player is smarter than the average NBA player, bro. These niggas be 19 in the league. Yeah, he agrees, okay.
I can see that.
You kind of got to get good grades and shit to be in the NFL.
I can see that.
Yeah, you got to go to college for more than 1 year. And ain't no, I'm hooping. I got to go to these classes. Nah, you kind of got to go.
It's an epidemic.
Because you're not coming up and going to the league.
That's the real pandemic. NBA players, fucking porn stars. Like, that is crazy. I mean not even fucking...
That's what's popping right now.
Like, what the fuck? It's even two... I think it's two niggas on the same team. Same baby mother. In the NBA. Two niggas on the same team got the same baby mother.
That's crazy.
Boy, that child birthday party be going crazy.
Yeah, and NBA players are stupid, bro. They just... They lost...
Oh, speaking of NBA players, I saw this topic on, I think it was All the Smoke, and it's an interesting question. Especially with the past three NBA MVPs have been international players, and Embiid, Jokic, Giannis. Outside of LeBron, although people still hold him at high regard and this and that, who do you think is the best American basketball player?
That's a hard-ass question.
I'm going to give you some choices. Kevin Durant?
Right, just lay out the five obvious. I know you're going to say KD, you're going to say Steph. We're not including LeBron in this.
No.
All right, KD, Steph.
KD, Steph. You could throw Book in there if you want to.
Jason Tatum.
You could throw Tatum, of course. KD, Steph, Tatum. Dame? I say Shai Gilgeous is in there.
Shai, yeah, he could be up there. He top 10. Nigga Hooper.
I even put Zion. Not yet. Keep put Zion in there, man. I don't know, bro. When that nigga healthy, they go to the playoffs. They be having great records when that nigga healthy.
I mean, I put a lot of them right there. He be bullshitting, though.
Yeah, B.I. And he got a post up right now. That nigga too. Oh, man. 76ers. Yeah, it might just be Kevin Durant. Outside of LeBron, it just might be Kevin Durant. Or Steph. Steph got four rings.
Look at Warriors got four rings. Four.
Five.
Three.
What? Two? He just got one, like what, last year?
Four.
He just got one like last year.
Yeah, before last year. He got four. Mm-hmm. The Warriors got four. Steph ain't got four.
Wow. Why you doing that to Steph?
Kevin Durant was two. One of them was the Cavs and everybody was fucked up. The last round, I'd get him that 2 years ago.
And your record book, he only has one ring?
Nah, I got four.
And B-Max record book, Stephen Curry only has one ring.
Warriors got four. Steph got one. He was on the team.
He's a two-time MVP!
Look, you see, like, niggas do that shit to LeBron. Like, as soon as you say LeBron got rings, bro, they move like that to disrespect.
I guess. Because I'm that guy. I'm definitely that guy.
Yeah, you can just do that shit, bro.
I'm definitely that guy.
But. Oh, pandemic. Disney World Championship.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've definitely said he got bailed out by Kyrie. I mean, it's the fucking truth. Don't do that. If Kyrie hit the most incredible shot of most niggas' career, they wouldn't have gotten this far. Or LeBron wouldn't have gotten that.
The only championship I respect in the last 10 years is the Raptors jump. Kawhi.
The lucky bounce, yeah. Yeah, lucky bounce. You can even put an asterisk on that one because KD and Klay got hurt.
Yep. You can, definitely can.
I'm like, God damn. You lost two of the fucking horses, nigga. Like, of course you should win this. And nigga, I was at MGM watching that shit like, oh, bro, these niggas got hurt. Oh, nah, they might lose. That's crazy.
I'm fucking them again, no way.
So it might be Stephen Curry, the best American basketball.
I can't call him the best right now.
The best American.
I can't call him the best American. He ain't the best point guard right now. He's not. I'm sorry.
What?
I know niggas like the, oh, he shoots threes. Oh, no, he's not the best point. He ain't the best point guard right now.
The
best player at his position.
Who's the best point guard right now, then? Don't. Okay, you can say it. Go ahead. You want to say Luka? Say Luke.
I mean.
Uncle Luke. Say Uncle Luke. It's Uncle Luke. I know. Get it. No.
Is that, I mean, no. Yeah, this era of just hybrid ass positions, you want to call him a point, you call him a point.
Who, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking point. He's a point.
He's a point, too.
He's a point.
Yeah.
Who's a better point guard than Steph Curry?
I think Luke is.
We'll see.
I think Shay is.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I will give you Luka, but Shay, I can't give you Shay. But I can't even. Here's the thing about Luka. If this nigga has a career like Dame Lillard, like, because Dame Lillard has had playoff success, I just want to see what happens to Luka's career. Like, will he actually have a career where? Will he actually have a career where he will see success, or he will actually go far in the playoffs, or even get a ring? I just don't want him to turn into one of those players that's just great, but who gives a fuck? Like a player that, like Devin Booker before KD and all the other niggas got there, before Monty got there, before Chris Paul got there. That nigga had to eat shit for like 7-8 years. 45-point games and a lost.
Oh.
For years. Booker.
Yeah. Shay is better than Steph this year.
This year? Okay.
Yeah.
Steph was like
4,000 years old. Yeah, I'm about to say, you be forgetting how old he is. But Shay.
Clay old too. Dre old. Them niggas old, bruh.
Play some shit.
They like our age.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Clay is not even him being old. He's just some shit. That nigga just was the same player his whole career. He was good as shit at what he did, but nigga, that shit don't last, man.
He was a lot better.
He never developed anything else.
Like, I think the Warriors was so goddamn scary. What was it, 72 and 8 Warriors? Them niggas was scary.
73 and 9.
73 and 9, yeah. Them niggas was scary. Blowing the fuck out. Blowing teams out without Kevin Durant. With fucking Leandro Barbosa on the team. Was it Barbosa?
What the fuck? He was on that? How old is he?
They had a bench.
I forgot.
It was either Barbosa. It was somebody else on that fucking bench. I don't know.
I remember if they won the championship then.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they, exactly. I remember them if they did.
But they ran in LeBron. And Kyrie saving his life.
So just like the Patriots that year, they were undefeated. Didn't win the championship. Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's what it is. I see what's happening now. Oh, that year.
That's the rule.
That year.
That
year. That was a bad year. Was that the same year?
Yep.
Whoa.
That was their blemish, bro. They had the best record in history, but did not win the championship.
Wow. That was a crazy year. Wow. Wow. So, Steph. That's the best American basketball player.
Shea better than Steph. Right now. People talking about right now. Right today. Shea better than Steph.
Is Shea better than Steph at his peak?
Well, is Shea at his peak? Yeah.
No.
Hard to say. Yeah, so I can't say that.
Like 73-9 Steph? No. He's not better than Steph.
I mean, if you can average me the same amount, like if I can get the same production out of you, which he's doing right now, like the nigga's hooping right
Shea
now.
Shea is a monster though. Like that nigga's a monster.
I think we just be thinking about these threes and shit, and it's like, bro, if you give me the same amount of points, I don't care how you do it.
So 5 years down the line, who you think is gonna be a better player? Shea Gilgeous, Alexander, or Luka?
5 years from now.
Yeah.
Shea. Luka a little bit older. How old is Luka? I don't know why. See,
I'm
Europeans,
guessing,
bro. I look at him and I'm like, this nigga's already 30.
I'm going to say 28.
27. Europeans are tricked the fuck out you. Yeah, he young. That nigga's
24. 24! God!
I'm about to say, he look like he already 30. But nah, okay, maybe Luka.
You said
5 years?
Yeah.
He's still being his 20s. Yeah, Luka would be better. I think we got a higher ceiling than Shea.
So,
watch me just be wrong. Spot.
In 4 years, you say Luka's going to be better than Shea, but you think Shai is better than Steph.
He's better than Steph right now.
Today. Okay, well, today, yeah. Today. Today does count. Speaking of shit being better than other shit, what is the better trilogy? The Rush Hour trilogy or Bad Boys trilogy?
Alright, so I'm gonna do this. Alright, we're gonna remove the worst movie of the three, which is probably the third
Bad Boys.
Yeah, the third one on both.
Rush Hour 3 is good though.
I mean, is it better than Rush Hour 1 and 2? I don't think it is.
No.
Hell no. Alright, so remove the worst of both. Alright, Bad Boys 1, Rush Hour 1.
I really like Bad Boys 2.
I do too. Yeah. I'm gonna say Bad Boys. I got better memories of Bad Boys than I do Rush Hour. Rush Hour was cool, but Chris Tucker, he can be a little bit much.
Yeah.
But
let me think here. Yeah, because how many times is people going back to see Bad Boys 1 on purpose? Outside of it being on TNT.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, that's hard.
Because Rush Hour, I could watch Rush Hour right now. 1 and 2. I forgot what the third one was about.
Yeah, man.
It's like Rush Hour 1, but Bad Boys 2.
It's the same thing. Like, I could just look up Rush Hour. I watched that shit tonight.
Bad Boys 3 is
the... that with Bad Boys 2.
The most recent one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Fat Marlon Lawrence.
No, yeah, good. Within the last, like, 5 years or whatever.
I gotta go Rush Hour, man. I go Rush Hour.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stay
Bad Boys.
Brett Ratner films. Yeah, I gotta go Rush Hour. Alright.
Where the fuck that come from? Somebody really talking about that shit?
Yeah, bro, like.
I just realized they was both like black comedy police movies.
Yeah.
I never noticed that shit. Still go Bad Boys, man. Like, Bad Boys 2 is one of them jobs. Like, I could watch Rush Hour 1 anytime. Same thing with Bad Boys.
Yeah, I could watch Rush Hour anytime.
Bad Boys 2, I could just watch that job.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2, yeah.
Anytime.
Same but Bad thing. Boys 1, I don't even. Might be a hot take. I don't like Bad Boys 1 that much.
For real?
Not as much as other people.
Rush Hour 1 was better than Bad Boys 1.
Like, Bad Boys 2 was like.
It was the jump. It was up there.
It was the joint, man. Like, just watch that shit. The devil is not welcome here.
Yeah.
Why you gotta call a nigga the devil in his house? Oh, man.
They called himself the devil. He was like, who the fuck is that in my house? The devil. The devil is not welcome here. I'm like, why the fuck you say anything like that? That was cool. No.
All right. Now for the main event.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 rules to podcasting.
It's the end of the year.
End of the year.
No talking about, you know.
Crack my neck. All right, so 5 rules to podcasting. Now, being a podcaster, we
all have. Hold up. 5 rules. Mm-hmm. 5 rules to people who.
Like, say, like.
A good, like, title for it.
What you mean?
5 rules. You want to call it the 5 rules? Or 5 things to expect?
No, when you say it like that, you kind of make it go a certain way. When you say 5 things to expect, I already know what's coming.
I mean, it's going a certain way. That's what we, you know, that's why we're here.
You got to at least play with the pussy first, me and Mac, before you can't just dick now. We're going to fuck now. Let's fuck now. No, you got to at least, you know what I mean, I'm saying?
The shit I'm going to say is not really rules.
All right.
It's you know.
5 observations or 5, like, because I want people who's coming into this game to understand certain things. Before they get into it.
Right. It's like 5 things to expect. Is it even 5? Who knows?
We can go on for days. Okay, so how do you want to do this?
Let's just brainstorm, come up with something.
Let's brainstorm it. I mean, because we've been through a lot. Yeah. We've been through a lot.
I go back in these YouTube videos and see what the fuck we've been through.
Nigga, first off, okay, listen.
First off, fuck your bitch and that claim.
First off. How do I say this? Don't come into this game. Alright. Fuck it. Don't work with your friends. Work with strangers.
Why, Mr. Hook? I'm your friend.
That's different. We will be friends outside of this. But not saying that it won't work out or it shan't work out. But things could always, it's always sticky. Because when you work with friends, some niggas get entitled. And they feel like, just because you my man, or just because we have this relationship, I don't have to take the shit as serious as you do. Because you're going to take it as serious as you do for the both of us. And I could just ride with you to the motherfucking, you know, top. And that it doesn't work like that, or it shouldn't work like that. You should have people in your corner or in your seats that have the same amount of drive as you. And if you're the leader, nobody should have more drive than you.
That was an excellent name.
What? What happened?
You named it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't even see. I can't even see. So that's one thing that probably shouldn't pop with your friends.
Never, fuck no.
You get way more love from strangers. Way more love from strangers.
Yes, you will. I guess, man.
Oh, look. I mean, because for real.
Right, just don't expect to get shit from the people closest to you in your life. I mean, some of the people, of course, they'll like fuck with it, but like,
yeah.
Like I said, if it's somebody that you, even the people that you live with, like people that you talk, people that you just talk to every fucking day, like those are going to be the people who, like either they just don't care, or like they just don't care about it. Or they just don't fuck with what you're doing.
Yeah, that portion of it, that portion of this journey, podcasting journey, that portion never vexed me before. Because the nigga who used to rap, like, you try to get people to listen to your shit. You try to get people to interact with your music or listen or just support you. Retweet some shit. Refollow. Repost. Blah, blah, blah. Niggas generally don't give a fuck about you. Until everybody else gives a fuck about you. Now they give a fuck about you. So
there will be niggas. There will be niggas adjacent to you who do shit, who do this shit. To the people that you live with or who are just the closest to you, they will give that shit attention. They will fuck with that shit. But this shit is a challenge. But you
know, but where are my shades?
You cannot take that shit personal. It will be a dick breath ass nigga. That will upload a picture of a fucking mic stand to allude to him maybe podcasting him, and then niggas want to get on that post to, oh, I want to hear what you have to say. Your peers, dick sucking them. They will do that shit, but they won't fuck with what you're doing. You can have content daily for a month straight, and they will not be in your likes. Not fuck a repost. They won't be in your likes.
That's crazy.
That'll be somebody bumping elbows with you every day. It's a challenge, but you can't take that shit
personally.
That's crazy
how that happens. Like,
it's crazy as shit.
Like,
don't look. Dick Brock niggas still up there.
Being a nigga who notices a lot. Like,
a lot of shit.
Like, you just like notice, okay. For example, we've been putting out reels. We've been getting fucking 1K plays or 200 likes, some odd. And I don't know if all black people do it, but we have a disease where we don't really pay attention to the success. We just pay attention to you. Like, what part?
Everything we just said. I want niggas to hear that part.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You digging through the likes, 200 niggas. And we looking through 200 niggas. Ain't none of them your man.
None of them, not one.
But you scroll further, you see your man's liking other shit.
Yeah. Matter of fact, your man will be in your fucking inbox trying to get you to listen to his shit and repost it.
Nasty.
Nasty as shit, but nasty. You can't take none of that shit personal.
So yeah, so, you know, coming from a rap career, you know, I already know how niggas operate. They don't give a fuck. Another rule. People have way less attention span than you think they do. So if you want to present something in front of somebody, get to the fucking point. Make it shorter. If you think it's short enough, make it shorter. Pause. Like, because you need people to interact with your shit against their will sometimes. Because if you motherfucking, like for YouTube example, right? If you don't have YouTube Premium, they're going to shove a lot of ads at you. Some of them you can't skip. But guess what? This fucking ad is 5 seconds. You have no choice but to look at this shit for 5 seconds. So there are ways to get way more engagement and do certain things. Also, what else, B-Man?
Yeah, I lost count. That was a lot of shit we just dropped.
Like he blacked out.
I did. I blacked out for a second.
It's not even me this time. I love it. I don't have to black out all the time. What else? Have a strong support system.
If you can.
Have some people you can lean on for real, because this shit does get rough and it does get lonely just staring at a black screen hoping people fuck with what you fuck with. Also, I want people who aren't content creators or business owners to understand that business owners and content creators, we need y'all. We don't need you, but we need y'all to understand that it takes a certain level of courage and nuts to do what we do. And you have to appreciate that alone. I think people should appreciate us for that reason alone. Because niggas have, you know, niggas trying to follow their dreams somewhat. And you have to, I would appreciate that. But that doesn't always translate.
Nope.
Especially for all the reasons we stated before. What else? Oh, also with podcasters. Invest in your shit. Invest in your own shit. You're only going to go as far as you take you. Don't expect people to be your vehicle to success. You have to get all your shit together, even if that's from audio quality, video quality, your fucking co-host. All that shit matters. And if you have co-hosts, have people who not only can bloviate, but they can also filibuster. Like, stop having people on your shows who can't talk, or who don't know how to talk, or have nothing to talk about, or doesn't use the right diction, or like to name drop people, or like to
be offensive. All right.
Or be offensive to fucking groups of people
that you want to
bring into you. Don't run people off. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I can say about being a podcaster, man.
No, go ahead.
We're already here.
For sake, I can't. I was gonna say something. It was gonna be funny.
Okay, I see where we're at in the time.
I'm not gonna do that.
I can't. I rule cut this whole motherfucker.
It's not a rule because you wouldn't do it, so I can't.
I wouldn't do it?
Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
What so would I do?
Bring somebody here who might have an issue with somebody.
Oh, another rule. Another rule. Yes. Chemistry is important.
Yes. Very much so.
Chemistry is important. So, for example, if you're going to have people on the podcast, make sure everybody, I would say even get everybody on, do a dry one. Talk to these niggas all at the same time. Do like a three-way call. Talk to everybody you think you want to be on your podcast. See how they work together. Don't bring niggas together on one day and expect every fucking body to be on the same page. No. The thing you have to understand is you have to build chemistry with people. This is a chemistry game. You can't just sit niggas down and expect everything to mesh and coalesce together. No, it doesn't work like that. This is an art. And just like art, it takes time to learn how these fucking paintbrushes work. So if you... Oh, another thing. Don't think you about to arrive at the fame or arrive at the rich shit. Those are for niggas who are already there. Like fucking NFL players and rappers and shit. You trying to be like them? You're not going to be like them. They already have a leg up. Niggas like us, we have to get it out of the mud. So if you are expecting to arrive at a certain point by a certain time, you're already fucked. Because you already set unreasonable expectations on top of what you're doing. And we've even seen niggas fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. We've seen niggas fall off. I've seen it. Niggas rebranding. They fucking doing tattoos now. Like, niggas fall off all the fucking time. But you have to keep going, keep grinding, and keep it pushing, bruh.
Yeah.
That's everything I got to say.
Yeah. Right. I got my shit off.
You got your shit off? Happy. Are you happy? He's happy you got a shit off. Hey, everybody!
You get them two YouTube views. They can be happy, be blessed.
Yes.
Love those two people, even if one of them are you.
Yes. Treat them like family. And also, another thing, last thing. If you are in a content space, don't let, because the numbers are always going to freak you out. Don't let numbers control your product, right? Because they're going to go up one day, they're going to go down one day, they're going to go up one day. You have to just find out what works. Because if your numbers are down, this is a good opportunity for you to find out what the fuck went wrong. You have to take something from that shit to add it to this shit that worked, add it to that shit that worked, blah, blah, blah. And by the end of it, you know exactly what formula to use to reach the level of success you want. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, that's it.
He got it, everybody. He got it.
I say anything else, I'm in trouble.
So. He has more to say. He doesn't want to say it. Woo! All right. Anything you want to add, Nova?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Smoke and Fire. I'm your host. I have been your host, LK the God DD Mogul. I've been here with my co-host, the very spicy B-Mac with the Concords on. It must be the shoes. It must be the shoes. Follow us everywhere.
You know what?
YouTube. Oh, shit.
It's not the shoes.
It's not the shoes.
Yeah, I just carried a lot of hate in my heart the last few
years. He's carried a lot of hatred in his heart. And podcast is a good way to get it out. This is a form of therapy.
Because I've been sitting here talking shit about not taking shit personal. I took all that shit personal.
Because you're a person.
I'm a person.
It's hard to not take shit personal when you're a person.
I took all that shit personal.
And people expect you to be stone like the nigga from the next arc of fucking Demon Slayer. No, not everybody's stone. We are artists and we are sensitive about our shit. Yeah. Tell someone you're a gang.